Blog Talk Radio.
Another beautiful day in Zamunda. I always wanted to say that. Laughter is good for the soul. Laugh, laugh, laugh. I'm just kidding with y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of The One Part 3. Is it okay to have sex with him or her before I say I do? Man, when I prayed about this, I said, okay, Father, you really want me to talk about this? And how deep do you really want me to get into it? So this one may have part 3.5 to it, part 3B to it. Welcome to Legacy Weaver Worldwide, Empower Radio, like no other. I am your host for these next 29 minutes, Miss Sandra here on the East Coast. And I just want to give a shout out to a couple of people. Of course, my sister who just finished her show on Miss Day in the Morning, on Miss Day Productions, can be found on blogtalkradio.com/MissJProductions. And so I'm just so happy to, you know, be connected with her, and I'm just so glad she's just doing her thing. Catch her out in the mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. She's over there on the West Coast, and that's 10 a.m. our time in the East Coast. And just check her out. She's doing great things. Hook up with her on the show. Just want to give a shout-out to all my faithful listeners. I'm just going to shout out a few names: Carol Lovejoy, Alonzo Smith, Michael Jones, and Shanta Hampton. And thank you, Miss Monica J. Clark Compton. Thank you so much for just being such a great supporter. Thank you, Miss Adrienne Hampton. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you so much. And if I missed you, I didn't do it on purpose. It's just that I know I have to keep moving on with this show. And so, again, we're talking about, hey, is it okay to have sex before you say I do? Well, according to the Bible, you know I'm going to come from a kingdom perspective, because the world's going to say, go ahead, test the waters. It's okay. Just use protection. Use a condom. Go get, you know, on the pill so you don't get pregnant. Hey, he's with you. You're with her. You know, some want to move in together to test to see how it is. But I'm telling you, it's not the same as when you get hooked up and you're married. And so the question, the answer from Ms. Sandra, according to the Word of God, according to God's perspective, is the answer is N-O, exclamation point, no. Of course, you know, some people are going to disagree with that because of what they believe, and they think, you know, hey, I've got to test the water first. I got to see if this person is sexually compatible with me in the bed, because if not, I'm out of here. I don't want no humdrum marriage. I don't want to be with somebody that just can't satisfy me sexually. Well, you already have a warped mind, because that's not what marriage is all about, so that you can have hot, great sex. Of course, that's, you know, great, great, great plus in the marriage, but that's not exactly all what marriage was designed for. Marriage was designed actually for purpose relationships, and to be fruitful and to multiply, to make more many me's. Well, God says make more me's on the earth to subdue, rule, have dominion over, and I'm going to give you some pleasure in doing that. And that's between a husband and a wife. not a friend, not a boyfriend, not a girlfriend, not friends with benefits. That is not in the Bible anywhere. You know, we can't go by, you could go, you say, well, back in the day, you know, David the King, he had concubines. You cannot take scripture that was related to, that part was related to how their way of lifestyle was in that time, according to their culture. But God says one man, one wife for one husband for one wife. Okay, so let's get back to the topic of, is it okay? Of course, we're saying no, according to the word of God. Now, let me back it up with some word first before you start arguing with me and giving me your ideologies of what you think should be right. And I'm going to call you out. Stop trying to take God's word and twist it to fit your situation, talking about God's going to forgive me, but I'm going to get me some of this. You're wrong, and I'm going to call you out. Because, see, stop pimping God. You need to stop pimping God. God is holy, and his word does not change. So while you think you're getting over, he's actually maybe showing you some mercy in that situation. I'm going to raise my hand because I've been there myself. I had sex before I got married, and I wish sometime to this day I wish I never had. I wish I had waited and did it the right way. But thank God for forgiveness. Thank God that I repented and got it right. But for those of you who are trying to think that you need to test the water, and some of you who have already been married and you like going down the road again, and you like, maybe I should test this before I even get into it, before I say I do or put the ring on the finger. Let's just erase those type of thoughts right now. That we're just going, I'm just killing all the pre-program ideas in your head. Let's get to the word. I know some of you don't want to hear the word, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. It says here, I want you to go to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. And I'm going to start at verse 15. I'm reading out of the NIV version. It says, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? So stop right there. It says, hey, you've given me your life. You've given me your life, and I'm in you and you're in me. I'm part of your life now. So Christ is saying, do you not know that your bodies are committed to me first? In other words, your bodies are committed to Christ first. You're not committed to another person. You're not committed to another thing. You are committed to Christ. Your body is committed to him first. Then it goes on to say, shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? It says, never. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? What is he saying here? In other words, he's saying, if this person is not your husband and this person is not your wife, it doesn't matter if you think you are just sleeping with that person. You're not just sleeping with that person. Because, see, if that person has slept with somebody else before, or you have slept with somebody else before, you've already become one with that person. See, what God is saying in his word is that when you sleep with this person, because you did not wait until you got married, or you're thinking about having sex before you get married, you already become one with that person. But God cannot bless what you're trying to do because it goes against his word, and he will never go against his word. It goes against his standards of what he said what marriage is for and what marriage was created. And so, therefore, you know, he cannot consummate what you're doing and bless what you're doing because you are outside of his perfect will according to his word and what he's saying. But you're still becoming one with this person in your flesh because he says when you unite, you become one flesh. So you're not just, now if you're, now this is the thing, now listen to this. If you are sleeping with this person, and this person is not your husband, this person is not your wife, and even, I'm going to even go a step further because I know this one part of the topic, men or women who are going outside of the marriage is committing adultery, and don't think that there are any consequences. There are dire consequences because God, his mercy is keeping you, but now you are not protected from all kinds of things hitting you because the Bible says, hey, let's go a little bit further on what it says. It says this, it says, for it is said, the two shall become one flesh, but he who unites himself with the Lord is one. So it says anything that you do, according to when you have the sex, it is sin against your body. it is sin against your body. Other things that are outside of your body, yes, they're sins, but it doesn't affect you as far as it, your body. In other words, he's saying, I can't protect you the way I need to protect you if you keep sleeping with someone that is not your wife or your husband. Now, let me tell you how deep this thing is. Listen, I want you to get a visual. You might have to close your eyes on this and get a visual. Okay, so you know that this one is for you, and y'all going to get married, and you're already talking about wedding plans and everything like this. Okay, that's in your mind. But now you're getting to the point like, okay, maybe I need to test the waters. So now you guys are talking about sex a little bit more. You're becoming a little bit intimate. And we're even talking, I'm going to throw this in this, and y'all don't think I'm going to go there. We're talking about oral sex too. Okay, the answer is still no, with an exclamation point. Now, let's get back to what I was talking about as far as when you sleep with this person that's not your husband and you have sexual relationships with this person, you are not just sleeping with that person. You also have Christ in the bed with you because he said he's with you. Even if you make the bed in hell, he's still with you. Christ didn't get up and walk out the bed and walk out the bedroom while you two have sex, and then he come back and jump back inside of your body. No, I know that's what you think. Like, I'm going to put him on the shelf. I'm going to get what I need to get and get what I need to do, and then, you know, I'll put Christ back in when I leave. No, he's watching you perform the sin. He's looking right at you performing the sin. You know better. It's better to have not known him than to know him and commit a sin and keep doing it as a habitual lifestyle. The reason why God says this, do not have sex before you are married, is because it brings a sin to your own body. It brings sicknesses and diseases to your own body. Do you not know when you sleep with this person, you are sleeping not only with that person, but if that person was not a virgin and they slept with someone else, you are sleeping with that other person that they united with, and if that person who they slept with was with somebody else, and if they were had several sexual partners, you not only are sleeping with that person that slept with you, you're sleeping with the person that they slept with before, and if that person slept with other people, you're sleeping with those people, and if those people slept with other people that they were tied to, see, you're not just in the bed with just that one person. You might be in the bed with 85 more people, 85 more different personalities, 85 more different characteristics, 85 different bloodlines, sleeping up in the bed, and you think you just with this one person. And see, God can't bless that. He's not going to go against his word. He can only cover you and protect you from what happened in your past when you line up according to his word. So that is why God is saying, do not sleep with somebody that is not your husband, that is not your wife. I guess it's when you do get married, the marriage is consummated, and God brought you two together, then leave it like that. Let God do what he does. Save it for that night so that God can bless your union, so that God can bless your marriage. Some of us now, we can sit you down. I promise you, we can take you out for a cup of coffee. By the time we finish talking to you, I promise you, you probably will be like, I'm not having sex for like 4 or 5 years, because you'll just want to make sure you're doing it correctly. You want to make sure you make the right decision concerning marriage. Some of us got some testimonies. We can tell you that, well, by the time we finish with you, you're going to be glad you didn't take that step. I can be one of them. I know some people that can sit down and say, I wish I had waited. I wish I had the opportunity. And even if you have had sex before, God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins if you confess them and say you repented. Now you're getting it right. Then stay right. You do not have to sleep with somebody to keep them. Honey, if they don't respect you for your stand on you're not going to get the pastries. You're not going to taste my cookies. You're not going to get any donuts. You're not going to get any cupcakes. You're not going to get any chocolate bars, chocolate treats. You're not getting any of that unless you're willing to purchase the whole bakery. There is no taste testing. There's no sneaky peeky. There's no nothing. There's no taste test date. No, there's none of that. You either make a commitment that you want the whole bakery, and you're going to get the whole bakery after we say, I do. And so that's what the Word of God says, that it is wrong. It is not right to have sex before you are married. Now, some of you, I'm going to get all up in your business. You're saying, well, okay, well, we'll go to a certain point, and then, you know, I'll pull out, and so she won't get pregnant, or she will, you know, we won't have it, or we'll just, you know, get to the point where it seems like we're going to get that way, and then we're going to stop. If you can't control yourself, then the best thing to do, the safest thing, let me tell you what's 100% pure, because they even say condoms are not 100% proof. They say, you know, women can take all kinds of contraceptives. The pill is not even 100% proof. They can't give 100% proof. The only 100% proof that you can get, that you can give, that you can stand on is saying the word no with the exclamation point. That is 100% proof. That is 100% safety. The answer is no. There is no negotiating. There is no compromising. And I'm not just talking about females or men. I'm talking about men. The female, there's some aggressive females now that you know trying to get your non-negotiables. You tell them, no, I am a man. I am a man of standard. I am a respectable man. And obviously, we're not going to work out because I am about Christ, and you are about trying to get me trapped up in some mess. And so, man, I'm there with you as well. I understand that it's hard for you to be a man of God. And ladies, come on now. Ladies, I'm going to call you out. Because Miss Sandra loves you. But especially my ladies, especially my ladies that's up in the church. You don't go to church just to get a man. That first of all, you out of order because it says he that finds a wife. How in the world can he find you when you all up in his face 24/7 trying to chase him? That is not the word of God. Turn that around and let him come find you. You could have had him if you hadn't been acting like you were so desperate. Did I go there? Yes, I did. Stop acting like you're so desperate for a man. Excuse me, the only one you need to be desperate for is God. He's the one that created you. He's the one that knows all about you. I don't care if you get mad. You can get mad and not talk to me anymore, but you cannot say that I'm not telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth because I love you, because I want you to be blessed with the right one. You are the one that he is looking for, but he ain't looking for you if you're chasing him down. He's not looking for you if every time he go to his car, you're parked right beside him, acting like, you know, God divinely ordained that. Stop lying. You being trickery and witchcraft. Now you're walking in witchcraft. You're working stuff. No, come on, ladies. You are too good for that. You are too good to settle thinking that, you know the statistics say for every man there are 8 or 9 or 10 women. Well, that may be true, but he ain't looking at them. He's looking for the one. He's looking for that special one. Ladies, you do not have to settle down and think you have to have sex to keep this man. Men, you don't think you have to pull out your goodies to keep the woman because she's so fine and she's so this and she's so that. Look, if they don't align with what the Word of God says and you really want to do it right this time because you know you've made mistakes in the previous past, then do what God has ordained and called for you to do. Sometimes God will show you the heart of a person, and when he does, believe what he shows you. Don't sit there and say, well, maybe, you know. No, he's showing you that this person is out for self. Be careful of lustful people because normally they're all about self. So you say, okay, Miss Sandra, okay, you're saying no sex before marriage. I got that. I got the whole part of, you know, if I sleep with somebody, I'm not just sleeping with that one person. I'm sleeping with all the people. And so you have to understand that, you know, the reason why God says this, why not to sleep with a person that is not your husband or not your wife? God does not want you to die or not have life before your time. You have to understand that when you do that, again, the Bible says you're bringing that sin against your own body. And so, therefore, you know, when you do that, you may not get caught right away. But eventually, what you do in the dark, lady said it will come to the light. Eventually, what's inside of you will begin to come out. Eventually, what you might be preaching about is going to bite you in the butt one day, and you're going to have to repent. God is saying, take time, get it right now. Do it right now. Do it this time, do it right. Don't go about doing it your own ideology way. Don't go about doing it what you think is the right way, or, hey, everybody's doing it. Well, this is the new age. This is the new era. I'm going to live with this person before I say I do, and blah, blah, blah. No, that is not the way to do it. Now, some people made up in their mind, they're just going to do whatever they want to do anyway. So you can talk to them till you're blue in the face, and they're just going to, they've made up their mind what they're going to do. But Ms. Sandra is saying today that she wants you to have fruitful relationships. She wants you to have a fruitful marriage. And remember what I said before, ladies, that men are hunters. They're hunters. And you have to set the standard. Again, you have to set the standard that, okay, this is as far as we're going to go. And you're not going to get any pre-registration before the actual event, okay? There's no pre-registration before the actual event, okay? So it's going to take more than just put a ring on. If you'd like to put a ring on it, no. It's going to take saying, after we say, I do, then, oh boy, it's on and popping when I get you by myself. Then you're free to love that person. You don't have to go to God and bow down at the altar bawling and crying because you done sinned and you done messed up. My apostle said the other day, we need to just stop coming to God because we in sin. God don't want you to be in sin. He don't want you to have all kinds of crazy diseases. I looked up on www.cdc.gov, and it said here, it says that $17 billion, $17 billion with a B, is spent on STD treatment each year. Then I looked, it says, according to the CDC, 85% of all abortions were performed on unmarried women. Wow, 85% of abortions were performed on unmarried women. Women, think about the consequences that will arise from just, you know, having sex. And then, you know, you say, well, what's the problem with it? Because I plan to marry her anyway, or I plan to marry him anyway. The thing about it is, it's not blessed. God's hand of favor is not on it. Right now, you may be doing it, but you're walking in his mercy. He didn't allow some things that could have came up on you, but it didn't. And you have to understand, when you unite with this person, you become like this person. You start thinking like this person. You start almost trying to, you know, acting like this person. You start looking up because you have become one flesh. It's not, well, it's just him and it's just you. No, you've united. You are now one. And so whatever spirits this person has, guess what? It's coming to find you. It's coming to unite with you. So if you're not under his hand of covenant, if you're not under his hand of blessing, remember, you're not just sleeping with that person. But if that person was sexually active before, guess what? You're with those people that they were sexually active with, and then you're with the people that those people were sexually active with. Do you see where I'm going with this? That, like I said, you might be sleeping with 85 people, only one person in the bed, but there's one person with you and him in the bed, actually. So there's 85 different characteristics, personalities, and spirits right there along with you, and you don't know which one will show up in you. All of a sudden, you're angry all the time. You can't figure it out. You don't laugh no more. You're like, what in the world? All of a sudden, you like to wear pinks and plaids and polka dots and stuff together. You never liked it, just craziness. Now you want to go shoot somebody. You know, you don't even know how to operate a gun. You ain't even seen a gun in your hands before, but now you want to go trying to kill somebody. You don't know who you're uniting with. And so God just saying, look, I know you desire to have a union with this person, but if you do it my way, then I can bless you. If you wait until after you say, I do, then I can bless your marriage. Then whatever may be issue in the marriage that you didn't know about, I can protect you. But if you step outside of my anointing, if you step outside of my hand of favor, then I can only show you some mercy. But I can't hope, there's nothing I can do. You're living in disobedience. And so God wants you to be happy. He wants you to be loved. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to live in abundance. He wants you. He loves marriage. He created it. He created sex. Did I say that? Your sex is not of the devil. It is not an evil thing. It is not a nasty thing. It's a beautiful, beautiful, intimate relationship between husband and wife. And so, therefore, today, we must make up in our mind that we're not going to give our husband and wife privileges to people who are only in a girlfriend-boyfriend status, friends with benefits status, a bump in the night status, or whatever you may want to call it. Marriage sex was designed by God for covenant relationships, for multiplication, for replenishing the earth, for ruling and subduing as family, as one. And so we're down to the last few minutes of the show. I pray you learned something today. Again, you can find that scripture in 1 Corinthians 6, 15 through 17. Actually, just read the whole chapter, what the Bible says concerning that. Again, you cannot take traditions and cultures previously and try to apply it into the law of now. If you end up, you know, fooling around or committing adultery, you can go to jail these days for committing adultery. There's people in jail for polygamy, having more than one wife. We can't just take other folks' cultures and try to suit it in and think that you know, we can supersede man-made laws. We have to make sure that not only we follow the word, but we also follow the laws of the land. And God's saying here, use wisdom. Wait until after you're married. If you can't control yourself, that's an issue with you, because marriage ain't going to solve that. I'm going to let you know now. If you can't control yourself from having sex, if you ain't got no control over yourself, there's a problem with you that needs to be delivered before you say I do, because that's only going to satisfy you for a moment, and you're going to crave and want more. You're going to want it different ways and different styles for different people. And watching pornography ain't going to cut it either. That's a sin too. That only perverts your mind, and then you want your wife or you want your husband to perform like what you see on pornography. That is not what God designed marriage for. That is not what they supposed to be. They supposed to be no gigolo or no hoe in the bed. I don't know where that came from. I know I've heard say freak in the bed, or, you know, do some strange things in the bed. But when you start having a perverted mind that you want them to be just like somebody off the pornography, then your mind is warped. You need to get some serious deliverance before you get married, because marriage is a beautiful thing that comes from God, and nobody can match make and do some serious stuff like the mind of God. A to the man. So again, the answer is no. Stick to the word of God. Miss Sandra loves you. I'll be back next week as we continue on the Real Talk Relationships about the one. Thank you. God bless. Continue to connect with me, www.blogtalkradio.com, Legacy-Lever. And so I thank you so much. Continue to follow me on Twitter at Legacy_Lever. And Miss Sandra got so many great things coming up, so stay tuned. Continue to be blessed. Love hard, love strong, and love on purpose.